Q94, your Mountain of Rock. Gary Lee with your morning adventure. Appreciate you all spending your morning with me. And again, my special guest, head coach of the Zizzer softball team here in West Plains, Mike Kinslow, as the fall seasons are upon us, football, volleyball, cross country, softball, and all the others that I may have failed to mention. But, you know, in part one, we talked a little bit about the summer and the team itself. But here we are. So, you know, volleyball will have a jamboree. There's one that'll be at Kabul, and I think the West Plains will have a little volleyball jamboree, and football teams will be traveling as well. What is your preseason schedule like?
Well, in my time here in West Plains, we have yet to be a part of a jamboree. We've just kind of always done something a little bit different. We have what is called our red and white scrimmage. It's basically just an inner squad amongst the girls that we have. We split up the teams pretty even as possible between both varsity and JV teams and just inner squad. Mm-hmm. It gives us a chance to kind of somewhat live play, kind of get an idea of what we're looking at and what we're thinking as far as starting lineup, batting order, all that good stuff. And then we always use it just with our, of course, we have our mandatory parent meeting following. So kind of gives us a chance to kill two birds with one stone right there and kind of get our season off to a start.
Well, and it, you know, some people may laugh, but there's a lot of truth to this. It's a really good dress rehearsal. Make sure the uniforms fit, make
Absolutely.
Sure they're right, you know, and it's, and of course it gives the patrons and the parents and the family members an opportunity to see the whole team together out there, you know, having a little bit of fun. I mean,
sure.
I'm sure it's not, you know, it's not blood and guts yet.
Right.
But
haven't got to that point yet.
Yeah. Well, that'll come August 25th.
Yes. Yeah. We'll travel to Morrisville on August the 25th. I don't even know the time frame, but for many years now, we have started our season off, our season opener in the Morrisville tournament. Mm-hmm. Morrisville, Missouri, Friday and Saturday. It got to there for a few years back. It got to where the tournament was kind of going downhill, and we were considering possibly going a different route, looking at other options. But 2 years ago, the director there really got out and got some really good schools to commit to it, good teams, very good competition. And the tournament has really turned around the last few years. So we're jumping right in there. I mean, we're getting out and getting after it early because we know that anybody we're going to face at that tournament is going to be a good quality team. And we're going to have to, you know, play our best softball to win.
Well, I respect that, you know, because I think a lot more can be learned by playing teams that are really good and you get beat than playing a bunch of teams that are just not really good and you just blow them out.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, I mean, I think it's always, sometimes for the athletes, I think it's a little bit hard to understand because maybe they might go into it with the wrong mindset, you know, hey, we're playing so-and-so, you know, they're tough, we're going to get beat, you know, and in their mindset, it's almost like they step on the field already beat before the game's even started.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's kind of hard to coach, to teach, you know, hey, you're going about it the wrong way. You know, if anything, just walk in there like you don't have anything to lose, you know, just relax and play your game. And
yeah.
I mean, any team can be beat on any given day. It's just like for us, I mean, we've never beat Ozark, and I keep thinking every year, this is the year, you know, and you get excited. But, you know, looking back, I mean, Ozark's solid every year.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to have to play good, clean softball and play our best to beat them. And even then, it may not be enough to beat them. They're just that good. So,
well, you know, when you give your best and you play a clean game, I'm not saying it doesn't sting any less, but you know, you can kind of lie your head down at night knowing, dadgum, we got to work a little harder in the off season.
Right.
We got to work a little harder, you know, in practice because, you know, there's the bar right there.
Right.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And it's just such a fun game, again, fast pitch softball. And you know, you folks out there listening, take it in, you know, what if you're not in West Plains, your hometown. If there's girls fast pitch softball, I'm telling you, you will dig it because it is a blast. It's fast and it's exciting. And I've always told all the girls that, you know, you get to play in the dirt. And there's nothing better than, you know, playing in the dirt and seeing, you know, a young girl going head first into second base or into home plate, standing up, and there's all the dirt on their jersey and the high fives and the raw emotion. There's nothing better.
Absolutely. I mean, when you've got these athletes that the dirtier, I'm just going to say practice, the dirtier you can get them, the better they like it. I mean, they want to dive for balls. They, you know, we have diving body drills where we actually practice, you know, diving for balls in the hole. You know, I mean, I think that's still part of the game, and that's something that you got to work on, because if you don't know how to dive for a ball, you're probably not going to do it in the game.
Right.
So, and I love to see it. I love to see when kids work hard and they don't mind to get a little dirty, get a little dirt on their jersey. So
that's right.
That's always cool.
Yeah. Good stuff. Again, head coach of the West Plains Lady Zizzer softball team, Mike Kinslow, and good luck on the 23 season.
Thank you.
And we'll be, you know, you have to stop in again and kind of give us an update.
Sure will. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we got more rock and roll coming at you right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94. Good morning.